Hey, greetings. This is Jim at don'tperish.com, John 4:24 radio, bringing you another topic of discernment. Today's title, Celebrate Recovery Exposed. You know, we hear a lot about Celebrate Recovery. It is the alternative, Christian alternative, they say, to the AA program, helping people with addictions. And we see a lot of people coming out of these programs that don't have biblical fruit. And so we wanted to test the Celebrate Recovery program to see if it's really biblical and God-honoring and truthful, or is it a system made of man? Well, let's look into it and see what we come up with. The first issue to contend with is the fact that the founders of this program are from Saddleback Church in California, none other than the famous false teacher, seeker-sensitive guru, Rick Warren. This is an issue, okay? Not much biblical comes out of Rick Warren and Saddleback in California. So that would be the first warning sign about this program. He's ecumenical. He's lukewarm. They have all types of carnality and worldly activities at their mega church out there. And he teaches a unbiblical gospel. He links people to the Islamic faith. Many, many troubling issues there, so be warned of that. This whole program comes from Rick Warren. In this program, they state that it's based on God's Word, but something that's quite troubling is that they had to come up with their own Celebrate Recovery Study Bible. It's by John Baker. Not sure why God's Word needs to be rewritten for this study program. It has been said that they have unbiblical things, and one of the things that you hear about, and you can look into it for yourself, is they state that people need to love themselves and forgive God. This is a troubling aspect, and there's other troubling aspects, and we'll show you that as we go on. They're ecumenical. So they do not stand on solid biblical doctrine to guide them in associations or teaching people who to associate with. This is a problem because God's Word teaches His true set-apart saints are not to unite with false teachers and people with false doctrine. Rick Warren doesn't teach that in this program, so that's very troubling. The gospel that they proclaim is not a biblical gospel. It's an easy-believe gospel, more focused on getting rid of addiction than the sin and separation from God because of your sin that's in your life and the true gospel that brings people to eternal life. You know, Jesus talked about being born again. You must repent and that we are made new creations in Christ. And you can go through the gospel at our don'tperish.com website. It's not the gospel being proclaimed here, so that's very troubling indeed. Along with their ecumenicalism, they promote pagan ways, obviously, Christmas, Easter, many of the man-made false traditions of ritual, Sunday, they call Sunday the Lord's Day, that's a lie, man-made traditions, worldliness, feminism. At their conferences, they have unbiblical feminized, so-called Christian ladies, worldliness, carnality, all types of unbiblical music goes on. All of this in the name of recovery. And while there's no doubt, we just heard a testimony of a man who says that he overcame alcoholism because of Celebrate Recovery. And while that might be true, AA, I've heard people I've witnessed to say AA, which is a non-Christian program, help them recover from drugs or alcohol. Just because you're dry does not mean you're still not going to hell because you're not born of God and obeying His word. That's something to be considered. So we would reject this man-made system called Celebrate Recovery. And what we would encourage you to do is go to God's Word, come to Christ by faith, repent of your sinfulness, be made new, be born again. Then the fruit of that is you obey God in holiness and obedience by following the scriptures, testing all things, coming out of man-made false ways and false religion, honoring God with your life as worship, seeking His word and truth, and then enduring in that faith till the end, and God gives you the strength to overcome all things. One last thing I want to say, I think it's really sad. Celebrate Recovery does not teach the power of God's transforming life. The man that we recently spoke to told us, well, in his own testimony, he said that he'll always be an alcoholic. Well, while people may struggle with their sins and their proclivities, 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, all things become new, you're a new creation. I know people that were alcoholics, and because of the power of God and repentance and being born again, they don't call themselves alcoholics anymore. Imagine if you're an adulterer and you kept calling yourself an adultering Christian. How about if you're a homosexual, you keep calling yourself a homosexual Christian? No, this is not biblical Christianity. This is man-centered, feel-good, psychological Christianity that does not hold up to God's word. So go to don'tperish.com, go to our teaching blog, go to our unbiblical teachers blog. You're listening to an audio from John 4:24. All of these help you in the biblical gospel. They help you in the true New Testament body versus man's false ways, like Rick Warren's false ways. And we expose the false ways of man, like programs like AA and Celebrate Recovery. They're not teaching the fullness of God's word, so we must call them out and warn others. Appreciate you listening. Till next time, I hope you have a glorious day. May God be praised.